Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning, depends where you are on this lovely sunny election day. So we're recording this on July the 4th, and I've already voted. Stuart, have you voted?
Not yet.
No. Andrew, are you going to vote?
No.
You're not going to vote at all. Loney, you'll vote.
I will vote, but I haven't yet.
Excellent. Okay, then. So hopefully we'll have a good programme for you. We've got lots of material coming up. And this is going to be, as we mentioned last time, the last one in the current series, because there are too many holidays going on, and we don't have the technical expertise to record these whilst we're in different parts of the world. So, lovely day today coming up. Stuart, you've got a list. What's happening?
I do have a list. I've got various things we're going to be discussing. We have our fabulous end of season email collection.
Yeah, because we've got quite a lot.
Thank you to everyone who's emailed in. There's been quite a lot. Took me quite a while to sift through them. Can't do all of them, but we've managed to do most of them.
Any spam yet? Have we started getting spam?
I've got quite a lot of people trying to sell us podcast devices.
Oh, really?
Yes, podcast services, how to boost your numbers up, thinking, what do you mean we don't just go on Facebook and try and advertise it that way? Apparently that works. So, yeah, we've got all that sort of stuff. And then we finish off with our fabulous Ring Walk songs.
Oh, yes.
Which is a question from a while ago.
Dave from Finchley. So we finally sorted that one out.
We have. So we're finishing that. So we've got loads to get on with. So, basically, how have we all been? You been all right?
Yeah, good. Yeah, came back last night from my lovely holiday in Mallorca.
Another holiday.
Regular listeners might have noticed that Eleni's been on quite a lot of flights, hasn't she, in the last 3 or 4 months?
She has been.
Spent an awful long time talking about airports and holidays and so
on. Her carbon footprint must be just shocking.
Shocking.
Almost as bad as Meghan Markle's.
Yeah.
Oh, don't compare me to her.
Ever.
No, but I had a bit of a mare because I left my iPad in security coming back yesterday from Palma.
Oh dear, did you have anything embarrassing on the iPad?
No, luckily not.
Any special films that you don't want anyone to see?
No, but I was very happy because I called this morning and somebody turned it in. So I've got it back. I'm going to get it back.
Did you quickly clear history?
No. I was a bit worried though because she said, "What's your passcode?" And I thought, "Oh no!"
But
it's the only way that they could work out it was mine. So yes, I'm good. Lovely time, but it's nice to be back as well. Just lots of washing and all the rubbish you do when you come back. But yeah,
cool. Stoker, how have we been?
Very well. Lovely sunny weather. Lots of cricket. Looking forward to Greece next week.
Yes, you're off. Yes. Whereabouts in Greece? You off to
Athens?
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, that'd be very hot. Make sure you take plenty of sunblock. Drink plenty of water.
Bit alarming every time I turn on the radio, someone else has died in Greece.
Yeah. But don't go wandering off.
I'll try not to. Yes. I'll try.
Yes, take lots of water with you. And the fact that the lovely Leslie is taking you away over the Lord's Test match.
Yes, that is a little bit worrying. She has a habit of doing that.
Did she have any knowledge of the fact that the Lord's Test match was on while she booked it?
She said there was no other week available. I was quite perturbed.
That's such a female thing to say.
Is that the one on Saturday? Because AJ and
Wednesday.
My dad...
Starts next Wednesday.
West Indies.
They're somewhere on the 13th of
July.
I'll
be missing it.
Lords.
Oh, dear.
But there is rain in the air, so I could have the last laugh.
Ha ha. Ha ha. You got them right. So it is election day.
Yeah.
It is. By the time you listen to this podcast, we almost certainly are going to have a new Prime Minister.
Yeah. We're not... That's as far as we're going to take it.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
And that'll be great because, yeah.
No.
Keep that bit secret.
It will be fine. So we'll have to keep our opinions, as we do with politics, where they are.
Politics that affects us. We might have a bit of a look at what's going on in the United States.
We think we're in a bit of a state, but what is going on in America?
I couldn't
Did
look.
You watch it?
I couldn't. I watched a bit, but I had to turn it off. I couldn't.
Did you watch it,
Stoker? It was so uncomfortable.
No, I didn't. No, I've no idea what's going on over the pond.
Do you have any idea what's going on anywhere in the world?
Your whole world revolves around jam and cricket, doesn't it?
Jam, marmalade and quizzes.
That's actually a good way to live your life, I feel. I did stay up and watch a bit of it. And like, I had to turn it off.
I know, I couldn't.
I absolutely...
It broke my heart. I just
The
couldn't.
Pair of them.
Yeah.
In some ways, I mean, I know Biden's come off 100 times worse, and in some ways, so he should. I mean, but Trump just lied.
Yeah.
Just lied through his teeth.
Is there nobody else? I mean, really?
The whole country. I know that we're no better because of what we've put up, but really, it's the rematch no one wanted.
The whole democratic system over in America is ridiculous. Over here, if the party realise that the leader isn't up to it, they can get rid of them. But the American president is all powerful, and it's just impossible to get... The only person that holds the power, apparently, is Jill Biden. She's the only one who can say, Joe, you need to knock it on the head.
But why isn't she?
Because I think she loves the power, loves the bits that goes along with it. But they're going to lose. As it stands, they're going to lose
Obama to get involved and have a word with him on the quiet.
Is Trump going to get back in?
He's going to get back. As it stands, all the stuff he's done, he's going to get back in.
Because he doesn't have to do... it's almost a ridiculous situation over there, isn't it? But you've got 50 states and it all comes down to two or three every time, isn't it? You know, it's almost split.
But his whole thing was about being, I'll slag you off, I'll tell everyone how shit you are, and tell everyone that basically how brilliant I was and anything I did was amazing and it was never been so good under me.
Yeah.
But we're not going to back it up with any facts, and what we do say, we'll just lie anyway.
Yeah, everything he did was the best.
The best. Because he's the best.
Imagine living your life
like that. He's fucking unhinged.
It is.
The bloke is absolutely unhinged. But Biden just stood, of course they've got, you know, the split screens.
Mm.
And Biden just looking, he just looks like a dazed, it's like arguing with your grandpa.
I know.
And he honestly looks at it and he's, and of course, you know, Trump hits him with the kill shot, didn't he, of the, you know, I don't think he knows what he's saying.
And yeah, he said, I didn't understand what he was saying.
I don't think he does either. And you're just like, and now of course, so yeah, no, that was incredible.
That was one of the few things I've ever agreed with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
actually.
You think it, and he just looks on the thing and he just looks vacant. And then, you know, Trump walks off the stage like a fairly vigorous bloke. And, you know, Joe Biden needs to be helped down the steps. And his wife comes on and says, you did so well. You answered all the questions.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, this bloke, he's going to be 85 if he... It's just...
If he makes it to
the...
It's nonsense.
Mind-blowing me.
Jon Snow still come out with his swingometer?
Is he still alive?
I don't know if that he's with us.
Doesn't his son does it now? Does
the swingometer makes elections.
I met Dan Snow, actually. He's very nice.
Is he?
Yeah. He came to Haileybury. He was doing some thing about the East India Company or something.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does his story now, isn't he? Yeah, that's
he
right.
He came in and did that.
Yeah, he's meant to be nice, isn't he?
Yeah, really nice bloke.
And he's in charge of the swingometer.
No, we don't know. I don't think
the swingometer's gone.
I think Jeremy Vine has that.
Jeremy Vine?
The job that Peter Snow used to do, I think Jeremy Vine has it. But they don't have a swingometer anymore because...
Oh, that was brilliant.
Because that was old technology. Now they have... all sorts of graphics.
Computer graphics now, don't they? Telling you just how much of a landslide it's going to be.
Yeah.
The world was a better place with a swingometer.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, I might actually watch it on Channel 4 because they've got the guys from the Rest Is Politics. They've got, do you listen to the Rest Is Politics podcast?
I have a couple of them,
Andrew, you don't... Do you actually engage in the world at all?
I try not to. I try and make a conscious...
Is it like a personal isolationist policy that you're taking on here that you're just not going to get involved?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when they had the local elections, they on the BBC, which I normally always watch, they had Laura Koonsberg doing it as the anchor, and I thought she was shockingly bad.
I don't like her.
Shockingly bad she was. They could have got...
I mean, they're not terribly impartial.
Pretty well.
I always thought they...
She's definitely not impartial.
They're not impartial.
I mean, she is really...
I don't like her.
Yeah, I don't like her at all. They could have got... That woman who does the Daily Politics would have been much better.
Yeah, so I'll watch a bit of it tonight. I'll watch a bit of it.
They should settle it in a WWF style.
WWE now it's called.
Is it WWE?
Yeah.
In America, it should be.
I'll tell you a quick story about that. Is that my nephew, years ago, he came up with the fact that for his Christmas present, he wanted something from the WWF. And so my mum... where this is going.
Exactly
so my mum and dad... Malcolm and Janet got involved, so we'll get him that. So they got him some vouchers from the WWF. And he wants something from the World Wrestling Foundation. And he got something about pandas.
He wants a Steve Austin action figure.
He wanted something to do with the wrestling. And he got something with giraffes and pandas. And then had to look happy whilst he... Yes, oh, thank you very much, Nana. That's lovely. That's just what I wanted. So we did. So did we watch Glastonbury?
I watched a bit while I was away. Mainly Coldplay. which I thought...
I thought Coldplay were good, but they've just been on so many times. It's just another Coldplay set.
When you were over there talking to the man who's valeting your car, I was talking to Lonely...
Can it's an everyday occurrence. Why wouldn't it be?
talking to Lonely about it and saying how that's their fifth time now.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And I think... And since they closed the Paralympics 12 years ago, I don't think they've actually released any songs that are better than anything
no,
from before
previously,
then.
No,
and so I think it was almost better 14 years ago because they're obviously chucking in some newer songs. I mean, the show was very... And they're,
I mean, they're hugely professional and they're great. Yeah. I mean, I saw them a couple of years ago. They were great. They're fantastic. But they've just been on it too many times.
Yeah. I'm always amazed when you watch the crowd at... at Glastonbury, how many of them know all the words to all the songs?
Yeah.
And they just always, unless the big fans of those bands push their way to
the
front.
Yeah, and the cameras pick
them
up.
And the cameras pick them up, but so many of them
I didn't
know
see
the
Sunday night. Have you heard of SZA?
Was that the...
No.
I'm not surprised you haven't heard of SZA.
To be fair, I've never heard of her.
SZA headlined on Sunday, Andrew. She headlined...
But it was terrible, wasn't it?
I didn't actually see it.
I watched a bit and I thought, this is weird.
It was terrible, but obviously it wasn't my sort of stuff.
No.
At all. I just thought...
wasn't those damn crows.
You can collect up your dancers and your terrible backing band, get on the plane and bugger off back to America.
What I don't understand is I've tried for 2 years to get tickets to go, but... How do all these thousands of people manage
it? You need to ask Adam Williams.
Because he
goes every year.
He goes a lot.
Because I've done the ballot. You have to fill it all out.
210,000 people.
I know.
But when you look at it, it does look great. But now I don't know if I want to go anymore. It's so colossal.
Yeah.
And they have the big shots done from the drones. And you think, what? And you could be 300 metres from the stage. I mean, the back is so far away.
Yeah.
Even the big screens look small.
Yes.
I'm wondering if I'd want to be bothered now, to be honest. I could only do it glamping. I wouldn't want to
do
it.
Yeah, I saw Kings of Leon at Hyde Park.
Mm.
I found your friend, Alona. I found your friend from a year ago. She was still there looking. Well,
looking confused.
She was still looking around. I was going to send you a picture because I found someone with an inflatable unicorn.
Another one?
Because that's where she said where we met last year at Hyde Park. We went to Bruges. She said, there's someone holding a huge unicorn near where I am. Because you can barely get a signal once you get in there. So I just happened to see someone with a unicorn and think, okay, let's go over there. And then saw Lona without her mate. She said, am I being the worst friend ever? And me and my mate Bruce went, yes.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll be fine.
I'm sure she'll be fine, lost, out of the country. But I did, yeah. So I went to, and we were due to see... Jackie wanted to go and see Paolo Nutini.
Oh, he's really good.
But don't say that.
Why?
Because
basically, did you not manage to get to go?
Well, we actually watched the football in a pub beforehand, and then of course, seeing as it went into extra time,
we missed
Paolo Nutini. So then walked into Hyde Park just in time for Kings of Leon to come on, and then. Going back to your Glastonbury one, Mrs. Simmons realised that she won't be going to Glastonbury.
Mm.
She won't be. It's just like basically she can't see over. She can't see over all the tall blokes, and so she won't be doing that.
Were the Kings of Leon good?
They were good. Yeah, he's cut his hair, so he looks a bit like a middle-aged businessman.
Yeah,
but they're very good. But I mean, it was nowhere near. I reckon it was half full for the amount of people when Bruce was there last year.
It was when exactly was that gig?
Sunday. Sunday night, so it's
that,
up straight after the football.
That particular weekend has been nonsensical because you've had Glastonbury on, you had Green Day playing at Wembley, you've just had the Foo Fighters playing at Wembley, you had that going on at Hyde Park, and Pearl Jam were meant to be playing at the top.
And they pulled out, didn't they?
And they pulled out, saying it was Eddie Vedder's, his health.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody said apparently his voice wasn't going very well in Manchester, but... that tickets have been coming on really cheap because it's just too much, isn't it? And the thing is, bands like that and all those bands that were playing, they have all the same fans. People who go to the Foo Fighters go to Green Day and they go to Pearl Jam and they don't go to Love Rocks for me and another 1,000 people going to see Scarlet Rebels, The Treatment, and all those other fantastic bands.
It's a wonder that.
The Dust
Sometimes
Coda.
It's a wonder.
Yeah.
Did you see Taylor Swift?
I haven't seen it yet. That's next month. I saw Simple Minds last week. They were good.
Were they?
Yeah, Delamitri were very good. They were really good. They were very good. Yeah, so it was Good Night. Yeah, it was them followed by Simple Minds. I mean, like I said before, I mean, they're great, but they just look so old now. It's really quite sad when you, it's 40 years ago now, and you think, oh, God, it's just... So we've done that. So I thought the girl from Friday Night was very good. Dua Lipa.
I didn't see Lipa. That.
She was good. No, was very she? Impressed. I've
but
never
then,
seen...
Weren't they saying that maybe she was lip-syncing that she
I don't know enough about this lip-syncing controversy.
Mm. I liked... I thought Kane were fantastic.
Yeah.
And you just realise just how good those first two albums are.
Yeah.
And that his voice is so perfect.
Yes.
I thought they were brilliant.
Hastings boys.
They got a real second wind.
I played cricket against his brother.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Chapters, yeah. I did play cricket against his brother, You're right, Andy.
Pretty boring,
yeah,
Andrew.
Andy's just scrolling through the
BBC
Sports
app, I think, at the
minute. he's quickly trying to put... what's her name?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, I see.
I've heard of Delamitri. I used to like
Delamitri.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you looked at Dua Lipa, then you just pulled out Delamitri.
Did they do Spit in the Rain?
Yes.
So
it's good. No, they're very good. They're great. You realise
they're
more, hits.
No,
they're more hits than you realise they did. So yeah.
I sort of enjoyed. I like because I just quite like that time of the year when they show all that sort of stuff on the telly, and there were some really good things on.
So before we go into the first break, it might be Election Day today. It might also be American Independence Day today.
Yeah.
But there is a far more important anniversary today. You will 100% be aware of this, Andrew. I'm certain you will be. You might be. You possibly will be. It's a very, very big anniversary today.
The Beckhams.
She never lets us down. This is why we got her.
25 years. And they got back in their purple gear. Yes, he's looking at me so blankly.
The Beckham silver wedding anniversary.
The Beckham silver wedding anniversary of the wedding of the universe.
Vomit.
Didn't they have... Thrones, I suppose.
They did, and they got back on the thrones.
Yeah, but somebody said that they'd auctioned them off for charity, and now they're on them again. But,
well, exactly.
Yeah.
That's possibly the Beckham publicity machine that you don't believe actually is in reality.
Mm, maybe. I'm impressed that she got back in her dress. My niece was down the other week with my sister.
Not that impressed. She's like a stick.
Well, there is that. And my niece was put on my wedding dress, and I tried, but it wasn't... doing what it should have done.
Not doing anything for you, no.
No, I just couldn't do it up completely. but Becca, and what's her name? Victoria got into her dress, didn't she? But she is she's tiny. No,
she's probably skinnier.
She might be skinnier
now
than when she was in the Spice Girls.
God, you sound such a Daily Mail reader there, don't you? Is she skinnier now? I'm sure she is.
But 25 years is good going.
Yeah, and let's face it, he's never slept with anybody in that time, has he?
No.
That is so scandalous.
I've
you can't
said
say
he
that.
Hasn't. Definitely hasn't.
Definitely hasn't. Bollocks. Bollocks. Absolute bollocks.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that...
He was at Wimbledon earlier in the week.
I saw that.
In the Royal Box.
I saw that, yes.
He's definitely going down the Simon Cowell route, isn't he?
Yeah.
His face just doesn't look the same.
He needs to lay off a bit now.
He needs to leave the fillers alone.
Well, that was one of my other things. Has anyone seen the Netflix film that's just come out with Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman?
I've seen adverts for it and I've seen comments about him.
Mrs. Simmons watched it the other day. I came down after watching the football and she was watching it. If you want to see an advert for not having anything done to your face, this is a good one.
What was that?
The pair of them look ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Zac Efron is...
He's about 30.
He's gone down the Mickey Rourke look.
No.
He looks absolutely ridiculous.
He's gone from playing the teen kid now to the dad.
And he looks ridiculous. She doesn't. She's had a load of stuff done over her eyes and that's not a good look.
Did you see her at Fashion Week with her daughter, the Sunday Rose?
I missed that.
Strangely.
I missed that. Andrew's on his bed.
I thought you were playing the piano.
Andrew's looking at Nicole Kidman there.
He is.
Who is this?
Who is this Nicole Kidman?
Nicola Kidman.
You ever heard of her? Good lad.
Yeah.
Good lad. It's a big date there for the Beckhams. So, time for the first break. How are we doing?
Time for the first break. Yeah, it's time for the first break. We'll have a quick look and see what we've got. Might get a word from a sponsor. Unlikely.
But, next season we might.
Next season, you never know.
You never know.
It's all going to be... The whole thing's expanded next year.
Expanded, yeah. We're
Stuart's
big outreach
promised
program.
Us this.
Big outreach program. Yeah. We've got sponsors lining up at the door.
Yeah, all sorts of things. So we're going...
Car balloting companies.
stuff. Actually, you never know. It might be worth it.
Sponsored by CJ's Car Valeting.
Yeah. So, we're coming back in a minute. Andrew can put down his phone after he started checking all these people are. Who
it's too late.
And we'll see you in a moment.
Hello, and we're back.
Oh, that sounded as camp as you like.
Good, I'm getting better at my camp reintroductions. Right, it's email times. Thank you ever so much to all the people that emailed in. We've only got time for a few, but
we've got loads, haven't we?
Honestly, we've got tons.
Decent fan base.
I know.
Or people who've got nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do in their day, but they did it. We've only got time for three or four. We're going to start with Judy Coates, who sent a really good one in. About our favourite conspiracy theories.
Oh, I see.
My question for you is, what are your favourite conspiracy theories and whether you think they're true or false? So we're going to go quickly around the room. Is Elvis really dead?
Yes.
Is that it? This isn't going to last very long, is it?
Well, no, there's more than one.
Yeah,
Did he really die?
Oh, I think he really died,
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
The king can never die.
That's excellent. Yeah, I don't think he, you know, did he just mysteriously go away or?
No, he died. He died on the lavatory.
Yeah, he died on the lavatory from eating too many peanut butter sandwiches. Yeah.
But I don't know. Is that true? Is the whole way he died on the loo?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Are there aliens being held up in the desert in the United States of America?
Ooh. Well, there's a good chance
for me because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I think that nearly every conspiracy theory is just nuts.
You might find this
hard to believe, but I sometimes argue online with conspiracy theorists. I do.
Shock horror.
I tell them what I think of them. And
what happens when Jehovah comes to your door?
When Jehovah comes to my door, or Jehovah's Witnesses.
I bet you argue with them.
I'm Jewish and they just turn around and go away. Yeah,
my mum used to argue with them. Oh my goodness, I remember my dad.
My dad invited them in once.
No,
yeah, I used to start thinking, oh Christ, he's got the Jehovah's Witnesses in again.
My mum was brilliant.
Yeah, the big conspiracy, of course, the very big conspiracy which is floating around with these people at the moment is that the COVID vaccine was designed to kill everybody off, basically. And now, every time a celebrity suddenly gets very ill or drops dead, especially if you don't necessarily expect them to, they're immediately on there saying, it was the jab, it was the jab, you're all sheep, it was the jab. Mm-hmm. And my argument to them is, if you think that the jab is going to kill everybody, and I think something in the UK, like 93% of the people who've had the jab, I'd quite like to go with the 93% than be left with the 7% who are all crackpots, with no doctors, nobody to run the power stations, nobody to produce food. No, you know, it would be like some sort of hell, wouldn't it?
Hell.
Mm. Yeah, they don't, then they give up. They don't argue at that point. Because I say, yeah, you're right. And you're going to be the ones left over with the other.
So you're not believing the old Roswell conspiracy theories?
Little alien somewhere
in the desert. Amazingly, we've gone off track.
No, I don't believe in it really, do you?
I believe that most conspiracy theories are utter bunkum.
Yeah.
I do believe that somewhere out there in the whole solar system, there must be surely some life on some other planet. We can't be the only people.
But it's
that
so
have
colossal.
Life. But does that mean they crash landed in the Utah desert or something like that? I don't know. But
well, you also know the thing with these things is that they know what's out there for light years. You know, you've had probes. Going
deep probes, Andrew.
deep probes. Deep.
You've had probes going out into the
not those sort of
into
probes.
The solar system and the galaxy that are taking decades to get there. So if anyone comes here, it would have taken them decades to get here.
Yeah, but they might have a super duper flying saucer.
Yeah, but even if they went at the speed of light,
they've got a vortex into Elvis's toilet.
Of all the places you could vortex into, what a great place!
Yeah, no, I'm not having that.
You can see. So we're not going to, did aliens build the pyramids?
Oh, now that's an interesting one. There were books in it. My brother, who's a listener, Mick, He used to read books about all of that, and I can't remember, Chariots of the Gods, that was one of them. Have you heard about that?
Yes,
Came out in the 70s, didn't they?
Yes.
Which was all to do with aliens.
How did they possibly... You do look when you see the pyramids, you think, how did they possibly build those
but back in the theory, day? But in theory, they wouldn't have been any more difficult to build than York Minster in 1100, because they still didn't have electricity or power or cranes.
And I bet like a billion people died.
And that's a lot more ornate as well. So somehow they managed to build
Has anyone been to the pyramids?
No.
Been? Yeah, well, I have.
Oh.
And it's the most amazing thing in that they are obviously incredible, but the fact that when you take your pictures, it's designed that you look like you're in the middle of open space.
Yeah.
But you are in a tiny space. In relation, you're in a tiny space in the middle of Cairo. So if you look over to your right, you can basically, there's the Pizza Hut.
I mean, I knew buildings were there, but I assumed it was right on the edge of Cairo. Is it actually?
Yes, yeah, so you basically go into Cairo and it's just an area with Cairo. Things. And literally, if you don't take your photos in a certain place, honestly, there's like a Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Really?
We went on some tour and this woman, we got an Egyptologist who did it and she didn't think an awful lot of us. She probably thought we're a bit heathens.
Yeah.
And she said about...
I don't need a lot.
Correct.
I think she probably had a point.
Correct.
Especially when she said to me, she said, do you know much about it? And I said, that's the bit over there where they filmed The Spy Who Loved Me.
And she looked at me like,
you are scum. You're scum. So that was that one. What's the last one? And are Jay-Z and Beyonce Illuminati leaders?
Yeah. Definitely.
What is the...
Who's Jay-Z?
Who's Jay-Z?
Whoever they are, they're definitely involved.
The all-seeing eye. You should know about this shit in your quizzes. The all-seeing eye. You look like a drum on your piece of paper.
I know about the all-seeing eye.
The all-seeing eye.
More interesting is David Icke and the royal family being lizards. I'm well up for that one.
No, David Icke's not a lizard, is he?
No, he's the royal family. Were lizards, though,
didn't he? Yes.
He was just totally fucking crazy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. He is still alive, yeah. But
during COVID, he was dragged out again to give his opinion.
Yes, people were in his opinion of what was going on, because that's how bad things got. Mm. So thank you to Julie
Julie.
For another very good one. I've got I've got quite an alarming one.
An email.
It's quite an alarming email, so I'm going to have to read it out. Dear Homer Potts, we've really enjoyed this podcast and are saddened at the fact it's the last one in the series. Oh. However, on your last episode, we were rather taken aback when the normally delightful Alona made the outrageous call of Leza. Especially as it's Pride Week as well.
Oh, no.
Please tell her off in public on our behalf.
Oh,
many thanks, Timothy and Andrea from Maidstone.
Oh,
Maidstone.
Oh, no.
I remember I was shocked. I was out of shock.
In 2024, someone over there who's been a popular... Who's been
generally quite a popular member.
Quite a popular member of the cast. Yeah. Shouting, Leza.
Yeah.
But that was my 14-year-old self.
Who were you referring to?
My PE teacher at school that used to wipe the showers.
Oh, well, that's...
When we were in the shower. It was not a cum feeling.
Luckily, you have plenty of credit in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, you've got...
So I'm very sorry. I never meant to offend anybody.
I should say, next series, she promises to be less homophobic.
Very far removed from what I think.
I think that email came from East Grinstead.
I don't
and
think
that's
it did.
Close to bullying.
I don't
and
think
I think someone
is.
Who maybe lost the quiz on Sussex last
that,
week.
That also is a conspiracy theory. You are not getting out of this.
I'm not getting out of this.
You are not getting out of this because this is an email.
Ah.
Right, from Julian Dean.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. He was there at the rape scene.
Well, what would it see? We clearly don't want to be using that word.
Yes,
I fell off my chair when Stokesy began to relay his experience on cricket tour and felt that I should email in to confirm the validity of the story.
Yes, it's true.
One, it was Abergavenny and not Aberystwyth.
I meant
geographical idiot. Two, Stokesy was accosted by four women in the pub's gent toilets.
True.
The combined age of which was probably close to 250 years.
True.
As if you're right. Four. Yeah,
true.
Nikki Cooper and her mates.
No.
As his roommate, I can confirm he was traumatised to hide in the room for the rest of the stay, just in case these women came back.
True.
Senior club members consider it to be character building.
Who were these? Were
petrified me.
This is what has made Stokesy what he is today.
Yes, yes. Wounded.
I'm not sure your claim would be standing up in a court of law.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure you can use that word to what has happened.
Well, I was assaulted and...
No, you weren't. No, you penetrated.
No. Only emotionally.
We'll leave it at that.
Only emotionally. I was emotionally.
So, did they expand on who these four middle-aged women were?
No, they're obviously all dead now because they're obviously very old.
Was it a long time ago?
Yes, it was...
Years ago.
85, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
That's probably 15, 16.
Years ago, so they'd be in their 90s.
Oh, you were young then.
To lose all
then.
Your clothes in a public place.
How old were you?
15.
What were you doing in a pub?
16.
Well, that's your penalty for going in the pub.
We're on tour.
You shouldn't be allowed in the pub until you're 18 years old. Club members should have known better.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all backtracking now. Are you feeling
very
bad
disturbing.
Now, you
I was going to say you're feeling
I
bad.
I don't feel bad at all.
I think there's...
No.
Oh, I feel bad for you, Andrew.
Yeah, you should feel bad. Anyway, Stuart,
you can tell. So, yeah, we've got one more from an Andrew Wake.
Oh.
No.
Who's he?
From an Andrew Wake.
Andrew Wake, that name rings
that
a bell.
That name rings a bell.
Hopefully Adrian's going to be...
First, well
now.
Done on your great first Siri. I'm proud of you all.
Oh.
So, looking back, what do you love most about your fellow team members and what do you like the least?
Did that chase him?
We better not do the least because
I don't know. You can. It might not be too hurtful. I think what I love about Andrew is I've only known him 6 months. He's become a very good friend. What I like about him is that he interjects with. He's a completely different personality. On this whole podcast, what
to
I don't
society.
Like about him is he sometimes disappears and goes radio silent. So you don't know if he's turning up, if he's not turning up, and then I turn up and then I get told he ain't coming. Yeah, so you're a bit tardy as far as that's concerned.
Tardy.
Otherwise.
But the balance is good.
The balance is very good.
I'll take that.
And you are, I think you're missed when you're not here.
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, when Loney wasn't here, we felt the need to replace you, didn't we?
Yes.
You did. Yeah.
But
we thought you were irreplaceable, Andrew.
We put Arthur over there one day, I think.
I think we thought
we'd get more sense from Arthur and Rooney.
Yeah, Arthur started licking his own balls. So that was as close as we could get.
So it was a great
good
improvement.
Replacement. Yeah.
I can do some training over the winter.
Yeah. You're not that flexible. I've seen you run after a couple of years. Nowhere near you were that flexible. So yeah, so they're the emails. So thank you very much.
We glossed over all
that. Yeah, we did. I think we glossed over that.
We glossed over because basically
we could say actually what we like about AJ most and what we hate about him.
That'd be a very very short or very long depending on what you say. Will you get all emotion? Get all defensive?
Or
you just basically pile in?
Just had 10 days. in a confined space.
I'll tell you what I hate about him.
Yeah.
How long have we got? Special series number 2 going early.
I've got a list.
Yeah.
I've got a list. He's a
top. I can do what I like about Alona.
Oh,
go on then.
If I was to pick the top 3 golden moments,
she
supplies them all. She supplies the golden moments. The Cockney Bruce Springsteen is a golden moment. The dog stealing.
Dog stealing from Bakersfield.
Which I never did.
And any type of desperate housewife or whatever they're called.
She is the gift that keeps on giving.
And she brings flapjacks.
Yes.
Today's
weren't good. I had a good excuse.
A bit chewy. And then basically you and me just love each other.
Yeah, that's it.
You're just in a love fest constantly.
It's a love fest. We fell in love with each other in 1982 and we've remained beautifully faithful to each other ever since.
And you really do love each other, don't you?
So for the 13th episode, can we do a best of the 12?
We could do a best of. Yeah, people that would get loads more listeners.
Yeah,
that would get loads.
A load of work for no,
absolutely no reward whatsoever. And I love Lona, and I've always loved Lona. And
I
love Lona.
Okay.
Sometimes,
most of the time.
Yeah. So that was a good little segment there.
That
so
was a very nice. Thank you to everyone. Yeah. Time for another break.
We need another. I'm desperate for a wee. So
okay.
We need to go for another
break. Well, obviously you're quite
really
senior.
Hot.
So senior.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. It's very nice.
We didn't mean any of that.
So we'll see you in a couple of minutes. welcome back. So we
that was a lot more manly than
it mine. Was. It was much.
You
manlier.
Did that deliberately, oh, manly, didn't you? Just,
I'm naturally manly, and that's what came out. So what we're going to do is we're
going shit that comes out. Normally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Hi.
Naturally
I'm Troy Leesby.
I should come back up.
He's trying to.
Hello, ladies.
Coming out.
Hello.
So we're going to go into a quiz now. We weren't going to do a quiz. We're going to let this one hang over, but. We zipped through the conspiracy theory and the other emails quicker than we expected to. So we've got a bit of time on our hands. So we're going to have a quiz. And this quiz is for all you fans of Brexit out there. It's called, Oi, you don't look English. Where are you from? And what I've got here is a list of 15.
Birmingham?
I've got a list of 15 celebrities, well-known people, who are quite obviously British, but aren't actually from the UK. Or aren't actually from England. Yeah.
This is so scary.
No, yeah.
It's scary.
We're going in a very narrow road.
Are you
road,
sure okay? This is?
Yeah,
okay.
No, this is.
We're
going
in a very
fine.
Narrow road. We've just about managed to overcome her homophobia.
This is absolutely fine.
So now we're going down the Brexit route.
No, this is quite interesting.
Does from mean they're born elsewhere?
Yeah, born elsewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Could be brought up elsewhere as well. Some of them were brought up there for a while.
But badly.
I would have thought most of them born there and came over as little children. But, you know, I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to see.
But so, you, I hope you do. Have you got the answers?
I hope so. Yeah.
15. I've got the answers. 15 people.
So can we write Johnny Foreigner for all the...
No,
you cannot, you xenophobic idiot.
No. So here we go then. So 15 answers. And 15 the first answers. One is...
Is there a dodgy scoring here with...
No.
Just
no.
Out of 15.
You're either right or you're wrong.
It's out of 15
you
for
have
you.
To, yeah, you get a point if you get the country right.
Okay.
So we start off.
We need to basically rig this so she doesn't win. That's just what I'm saying. We need to, like, elections and all that shit. We need to basically, we can't let her win again. Okay.
Let me win again.
We cannot let her win again.
Okay.
So you're in charge of the
voting.
Hopefully,
Andrew will have voted most of these people. So we start off with scantily clad pop star Rita Ora.
Never heard of her.
And where's she from?
Where's Rita Ora from? There's been loads of stuff on the telly about where Rita Ora's from. Second, disgraced former Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Ah, I know this.
Really?
Where's Bojo from? I know he's from another planet.
I know where he's born.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, next we have dead rock star Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you have, because the place he's from has now got a different name, so you can
generally
have either of them.
Okay.
I know where he was born and grew up.
Okay. Excellent. So, number four is four times Olympic champion, or four times Olympic gold medalist, and all-round good guy, but Arsenal fan, Sir Mo Farah.
Mo Farah.
Where's Mo Farah from?
I don't know any of these. I can't do one. That's
where Mo Farah's from, surely. Yeah. Okay, next one. The man who laughs like this. Yeah.
Sid James.
Former Carry On star, Sid James. Where's Sid James from?
Know that one.
And not only born there, but brought up there. Actually, if you listen to him talking, you think, oh yeah. I can.
You're going
to
win this, aren't you?
Pick that up in the accent.
Hang on.
Next one.
You can't show him to him and not show him to me.
The man who played I in With Nell and I, Richard E. Grant.
Oh, whatever. Ooh, I know that one.
I know that one.
If you get the continent right, I might give you half a point.
Continent.
Okay, next one is James Toseland's ex-wife, lovely singer, Katie Mellower. Famously from a foreign country until she was about 7 or 8, I think.
Katie Mellower.
Have you heard of her?
And what's she famous for?
She's a singer.
Singer with what?
Why can't I read your own?
Singer with what?
Singer with who?
Well, he's not going to get this one right because he can't. Bloody hard.
Katie Mellower.
That Mellower.
Have you never heard of her?
No, she sounds like she's from there.
You really are from another bloody planet, aren't you? Okay, the next one. The Duke of Edinburgh.
Ah.
Oh, that one, I think.
You better know this one, otherwise you're in big trouble. The Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, what, the current one?
No, the old
the dead one.
The old one. The dead one. Phil the...
Exactly. <yeah. laughs>
Surely. Okay. I'm going to get one.
Next one is former goon Spike Milligan.
I met him. I met Spike Milligan. Yeah.
Did he say where he was from?
I know where he's from.
He said, one day down the line, you're going to need to listen to
this. I'll give you a clue.
He was doing
a country that has a dish
some people like to have with extra sauce. Stop it.
He was doing a book signing, and I went and got one for my dad. My dad's a massive fan of Spike Milligan, and he was really lovely.
Yeah, my dad loves me.
Okay, next one is former England footballer John Barnes. Okay. QI presenter and former presenter of the News Quiz on Radio 4, Sandy Toksvig.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Famously, she bangs on about this all the time.
I love it when you laugh like that.
That's one of the things I love about you, because I'm thinking, she hasn't got a clue what's going on here. Okay, I think at least two of you around this table will know this one very easily. England cricket captain Ben Stokes.
Oh, that's totally biased to them, but okay. He plays cricket.
Stuart's got one. I've got about three at the moment, I think.
And he's copied three from
me. The next one is recent record holder for the Tour de France, Mark Cavendish.
Ah, no, that
was. Where's Cav from?
So another sport.
Sir Mark Cavendish, actually. He's just got a knighthood, hasn't he?
Yep.
So we've had one disgraced former politician. We've now got another one. Former Chancellor of the Exchequer, Nadeem Zahawi. Nadeem Zahawi. Where's Nadeem from? None of these, I should hasten to add, are things that haven't been mentioned loads of times in the news.
On Bravo?
On the actual news.
Are any of these housewives?
The news is on at 10 o'clock when Real Housewives of Bethnal Green start. So. And finally, number 15, lovely actress, also quite dead, Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. Oh. She was a British citizen.
Oh.
Audrey Hepburn.
And what do you want to know about
her?
Fuck it.
Oh, that's you.
That's me. I should know that.
It was a hose.
Where did she live?
Audrey Hepburn.
Where did she live or grow up? What do you want to know about her?
Where was she born and where did she grow up?
Moon River.
Yeah, it wasn't that, but carry on.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm giving you 10 seconds to fill in your final answers. 9, 8, 7.
Forget that.
I think Andrew's winning this one.
It's in the bag. It's in the bag.
Here we go. Okay, so.
I can't believe you showed him your answers but hid them from me.
I couldn't read them.
I can't read your writing.
All your listeners at home, get ready with your pens because here we go.
Oh, no.
So you can shout out the answer if you know it. Rita Ora.
Rita Ora?
Where's Rita Ora from?
I put Argentina as a guess.
No.
I was going to put Brazil.
No. Kosovo she's from.
I put that.
Oh, yeah. You.
Her parents came over with her from Kosovo during the war.
Stop, Stuart.
Just in the last second, it came to me.
From Kosovo.
It just comes
literally
so
just
to
bit of Kosovo. I thought, I think she's from Kosovo. She's from Kosovo. Yes, I think she is.
Boris Johnson.
He was born in America and I think in New York.
That's right.
Was he from
Turkish ancestry?
Yeah, he was born in New York.
Yes, I did get
so
that
he could be the president of the United States if they're lucky.
Oh, that's about one of the only ones I did get.
Well, next to number two is a big gap.
Doesn't matter.
Freddie Mercury. Where's Freddie from?
Freddie Mercury is
from Pakistan.
No.
Of Indian origin and grew up in Zanzibar.
That's right, which is now
Zanzibar.
Tanzania.
Part of Tanzania.
Yeah. Yeah, Zanzibar and Tanganyika joined together and became Tanzania. How are you doing, Loney?
I'm watching him. I watched you put US and put a tick by it. Yeah. And he just wrote it in. I watched you do that.
Prove it.
I saw it as well.
Thank you.
The first
you wrote
two of Stuart's
it in, and then you even ticked it.
It's poor, Stuart. It is poor if you cheat. Okay, on to the next one. Where is Samo Farah from? Lonely, where do you think? Have a guess.
I put Somalia.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yes. Brilliant.
You wrote that down.
No, I didn't. Look, It's right there.
Well done, Somalia.
I put that too.
No, you didn't.
How about Sidney James from Bless His House?
Sid James.
I think he's from Cape Town.
He's from South Africa.
Yeah. Yes, he is from South Africa.
Sid James from South Africa.
I've got one.
Richard E. Grant.
Didn't even
he's also from Africa.
He is from...
I'll give you half a point.
Around the Sweto area, Lesotho's land.
Yes, he's from
Swaziland.
Yes, he's from the top end of Africa,
isn't
he?
That's right, yeah.
You're very good.
Because he used to live in Cape Town.
The top end of South Africa, you mean?
Yes, he used to, yes, absolutely.
Top end of Africa is Algeria.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, no, I got that one right.
Okay, I'll sort it out.
He used to live in Cape Town.
Okay, Andrew, where do you think Katie Mellor was from?
I've not heard of Katie Mellor, but I put Italy.
No.
Russia.
No, not quite, but you're on the right lines.
Liechtenstein.
No, Georgia. She's from Georgia. Not Georgia in the USA. Georgia, the country, part of the old Soviet Union.
Do I get a half point? Because he had a half point.
Oh, fuck off.
For Russia.
I think so.
It's a fairly big country,
yeah,
Russia.
Yeah, go on then. Duke of Edinburgh, listen, where's he from?
Phil the Greek.
Did you get Greece?
I did.
You did, well done. Spike Milligan, somewhere where they do extra sauce.
I believe it's India.
It's India.
Spike Milligan, Irish by blood, grew up in India.
I've got Irish.
He's from India. He was born in India. He is Irish.
Do I get half point?
He is Irish.
No, you can't.
No,
have half
but
he's not Indian. He is Irish.
Just because he's
where
not
was
Indian.
He actually born?
India. So
what?
Put that up your fucking pipe.
I thought he was Irish.
He is Irish.
No. Well, it was where he was born. He was born in India.
Jesus, just accept.
I mean, Cliff Richard was born in India, but he's British, isn't he? So, John Barnes.
I didn't get this one.
The West Indies,
Jamaica.
And I think
it's Jamaica.
I think it's Jamaica. Yeah.
Did you not know?
No,
that?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I just
Jamaican.
No,
Sandy Toksvig.
Danish,
exactly.
Iceland.
Oh, but it's not totally ridiculous, is it? Did you not know?
Some shit.
How about Loney? Where do you think Ben Stokes is from?
All I wrote was cricket.
That's fucking ridiculous.
There should be a country called
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
There should be a country called cricket. We shall campaign.
And a good country to be to live in.
Yes. How about rules? Mark Cavendish?
He is a Manxy.
Isle of Man.
Isle of
Wight is part of England, isn't it? So you can't have that.
Your
eyesight's not very good if you're copying me.
I think you find if you just do that, that becomes Isle of Man.
He's Manx. Yeah.
This has got me a few.
So during the Commonwealth Games, he rides for the Isle of Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Nadim Zahawi?
I went for Kenya.
No.
I didn't put anything.
Nor did I.
He's Iraqi. He's Iraqi,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Nadim is Iraqi. Finally, the lovely Audrey Hepburn.
I took a gamble and went Swiss.
No.
I went Singapore.
No.
Austrian.
No, she's Dutch. Or Dutch. She was Dutch. She was Dutch.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Oh, so she was.
Yeah, she was.
So she was.
Okay, so that was out of 15.
Oh, it's about 13 for me.
You did very well.
I like to surprise some people with my intellect sometimes. Every now and then.
There's at least four blank on there, Stuart.
You did very well there, Stuart.
No one said
Andrew,
anything
what did you
about
get?
Counting.
I got 12 and I'm declaring myself the winner.
Wow.
Looking at Stuart.
I think you're...
I got 3.5.
Brilliant.
I was honest.
It's probably because you're less of a bore than I am, and I watch things like
programs. Don't be so
and the sports
you much prefer
were a bit...
to watch shit.
Yes.
Well, I do watch good stuff as well, you know, but I like the shit too. I
there
do.
Where were the real hives of Miami from?
Then you would have
got them.
There's
Miami.
Anyway.
Well, you never know. Okay, so...
Did they descend from Miami?
So I hope you did better in the quiz than Mrs. Wake. If you didn't, you need to sort yourself out. So we're going
to
go off for another very quick break, and because we need a break to prepare, Alex might just join these two together and not actually bother putting a break in, but
good
we can
old
stop
Alex.
For a sec. So we're going to come back with a very, very nice musical segment to finish with. Well, this is seamless. Hopefully Alex hasn't even bothered putting the music into that bit. He should have had me saying, we're going to a break. Oh, that was seamless. So here we are. We're back again. We've got the final segment of this week's show. And this is all to do with the email that we got from Dave about Ringwalk. So Stuart's going to explain everything while I manoeuvre my microphone next to that very lovely looking Sonos speaker.
Oh, yes. Now, a very good question about what would our ring walks be if we had to pick them. So we've given ourselves three or four each. to anyone who's the uninitiated, a ring walk is what you walk into before you jump into the ring and have a boxing match. So
good.
It's not...
Glad we cleared that up.
Yes, it's not necessarily a some sort of nightclub maneuver.
Ah,
it's
the
basically
ring walk.
What you would walk into. And obviously over the years, the ring walks have got more and more elaborate. And, of course, people are now spending more time thinking about what their ring walk songs would be than actually stopping themselves getting punched in the head.
Ah.
So that is what we're going to do. So, basically, we have set up our lovely Sonos speaker. I've made a playlist of everyone's ring walks that they've sent me. And we're going to go around the room and you have got to sort of slightly explain them because some need more explaining than that. We're going to start with Ilona.
Hang on, I'm going to go and sit next to Ilona because I've lost my microphone. Just in case I need to say something, I'll...
derogatory.
I'll nick her mic.
No need, no need.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever's easiest.
We have got that. And then
I need to go to this side because I've got the headphones.
There it goes. And then basically we've got the three, according to Boxing Monthly, the three most popular ring walks of all time.
Eye of the Tiger.
Well, yeah, we could. It's going to be something Eye of the Tiger-ish.
Yeah,
something that you would suspect. I'm nervous about this. Well, because you're showing yourself up in public again. So basically, so this is your first one.
Who's yours?
Dancing Queen.
Yeah. I love.
That's better. That's
ring
that's
walk good. In a gay club.
Yeah. I'm always the first on the dance floor, and yes. I'm normally the last. I just love a good dance.
But is this a good ring walk song?
I think so.
Is this the sort of song that you're going
to
do?
Well, I'm not really going to be boxing, am I? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but you're walking down to basically go and have a fight. Is that the
first? But it'll be a nice fight. It'll be a dancey fight. It's
dancey fight.
It's going to be a dancey fight.
That's my moment to come into a room because I love a good dance. A good party.
I'd pay to watch two ladies dance.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no, we're not going down that way.
Not one of those dances, Andrew. Andrew, this is one of your classic ones.
Ah.
Oh, now I understand a bit more. Yeah.
And what colour will you be wearing in, you know, your outfit?
Black.
Will it be black? Will
black.
It?
I was thinking gold.
Black.
Gold. What? It's black. Called Back in Black.
That's a good
entrance.
Entry into the ring.
You've started yeah. the bar high.
Yeah.
You have started the bar here.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's going to lower it because no one's going to have heard of this song ever, apart from you.
Oh, it's got to be you.
So one of you. So basically three anonymous or two anonymous songs. This is Spag's first gambit.
Just wait until this kicks off. Here I come.
Literally.
Listen to this cackle. This is going to put the wind up my opponent.
I've heard this.
Hang on a minute. You've got to get the vocals in a bit.
No, I haven't heard it.
This is Blackfoot.
I would be thinking if I
that's
was your
good
opponent.
Good morning.
I know. If I was your opponent, I'm thinking... I'm going to hit you extra hard just for that.
Play it on a bit longer.
No.
He's on speed.
Legally, we can't. And people are turning off already. My early gambit, I figure I'd go slightly down the loner's route.
Dancing.
And I come in with a bit of Banana Rama.
Oh, this is the gayest ring walk I've ever heard.
You can't say that.
It's
bad as hell.
That's brilliant.
See,
I like that.
You've got to be.
Is this Love in the Third Degree?
This is I Heard a Rumour.
Oh, I see.
So I've been dancing now, doing a bit of punching, a bit of jabbing, quick uppercut.
You gave me grief for dancing, Queen.
See, well, you went first.
You're trying to give your opponent the heart attack laughing.
See?
That was good.
What is not to love about Bananarama?
You're trying to put your opponent off.
Well, there's only two of them now, aren't there?
I know it's not quite right, but still.
What happened to the
Siobhan? She's left.
She went.
She's up and gone.
She left.
I mean, she left years ago.
She came back for the reunion.
I thought I meant she might have...
No.
She hasn't literally left
us. Just the two of them now, and still...
If gorgeous George is in the ring waiting for you in his prime... What would he think when you come in?
He'd be thinking, gorgeous George would be all like physically up for bashing the shit out of me. And then, like any man, he'd be going, oh, Bananarama.
But what would you be wearing when you walked in?
Oh, like, proper. I'd be wearing claret and blue, satin boxing shorts, right, and obviously my body glistening.
Because obviously I'd be in peak
physical condition.
Fake physical.
Because obviously I'm getting excited thinking about myself all oiled up with my
oiled up and covered into Bananarama.
Oiled up. So this is one of the ones that somehow is on the list. I think you would want to do it if you had it. I think this would be great. This is on the list of Ringwalk songs. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe
this is one of the most popular ones. Yeah, this is one of ours.
Who the fuck walks into S Club Party? Genuinely, that is on the list. I couldn't believe it. I thought it's got to be a wind-up.
No, it's terrible.
S Club.
Who comes in? Do you know who comes into this?
No, but this is on the. This is from Boxing Monthly.
Really?
Yeah. I think who the fuck walks into fucking S Club?
What's this song called?
S Club Party.
Don't you know?
Look it up.
Did you know, Andrew?
I didn't know.
Favourite member of S Club, Andrew?
The lady.
Good shout.
There's a Hannah, wasn't there?
There's a Hannah.
Susie's my favourite.
Shut up. Rachel.
Rachel,
but mention boring as.
What is Tyson Fury's ring walk?
Oh, he does all the sort of, you know, Sweet Caroline, and he does all the...
I nearly had that one.
So this is another... Okay, we're going for second ones now.
This is Andrew.
This is Alona's second one. This is a good one, this one.
Okay.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's... I want to beat the shit out of you, but it's a great song.
It is a great song. But you could walk into this.
You could walk in. It's better than Dancing Queen. Yeah, I'll give you that. You can't.
I was going to do Thunder Road, but then I thought this one is a better one.
Oh. Yeah. How long till we go and see him? What, less than a month now?
Yeah.
Oh, so excited. So, God on earth.
He was only here last year. He might not try so hard this time around.
Don't turn it off yet. Oh. Yeah, this is a good song.
This is very good, yeah.
Great song.
You could grab hold of some sort of cockney and dance around to that, couldn't you?
I just Googled, in a recent bout, Tyson Fury entered the ring with a sequence of iconic songs, beginning with Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Followed by Roy Orbison's Oh, Pretty Woman. So,
I'm not saying anything against Tyson Fury because he'll beat the shit out of me, even though his songs are crap. Andrew's second one. I think there's better songs by them, but you're going with this one.
This is coming out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we definitely need to cut this out.
Cut a bit in the right words.
Yeah. It's the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
Got it. Great timing by me.
Timing out the top drawer.
Timing out the top drawer. We haven't done many things right so far today, but that was a good effort.
Yeah, very good. Bodies. Is that what you're hoping to leave splattered all over the ring?
In my wake, bodies.
I have ever done any boxing?
No, don't be silly.
Done any boxing?
No.
I started in some sort of bizarre effort to get fit. I started going to boxing a couple of years ago.
Right.
And blowing my own trumpet, I was bloody good at it. But there was one slight...
Not
blowing my own trumpet, but I was really, really good. But there was one slight flaw in the plan, is that no one ever hit me back.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And that when that started coming in, I didn't quite like it.
Oh, did you do a bit of sparring?
I did do some sparring, and then people started to potentially hit me back.
Did you get punched right on the hooter?
No. Unfortunately, I didn't. I managed to get out of the way. But I thought, I'm not really sure. And he was desperate for me to do these, fights.
Yeah.
Spartan fights, whatever they're called. But I really enjoyed it. It's
hooter
great stuff.
Might be an issue and if you went pro.
Apparently, throwing punches is exhausting, isn't it?
Yes, it's really. Yeah. It's a real proper workout.
Yeah, that's why. Do you remember when, Andrew, what's his name? Freddie Flintoff.
Flintoff fought, didn't he?
He had a fight, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he got himself really fit. Yeah. And after three rounds, he was spent completely, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and Rio Ferdinand as well.
Yes, it's a great thing, but it just hurts. And I thought, obviously, visage like this, I don't want to damage it, clearly.
Pointing to his horrendous face at this point.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the nose would be an issue, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Fucking wouldn't fail to hit your nose. That was a bit.
I'm sorry.
It's a swing aimless. Here's your next one. This is quite a strange. It's Spag next. So we've got to find another of Spag.
When he says Spag, for those people who don't know, that's what he calls me and has been calling me that forever.
Right, ready? Here's your, At least we know this one.
Yeah, we do know this one. The heaviest 1960s song anyway.
Are you expecting to go down the ring walk with like a little moped or something?
No, I was just going to wander. It's called Hold Tight, that song. Yeah. Hold Tight. Hold Tight by Dave D, Doty, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
That was a good one.
Good one.
My second one is a similar one to your first one. This is very high on the list of ring walks. So I'm impressed.
This is good.
This is a great song.
Keep it going.
Yeah, they need to live in free.
So that was a good one.
Excellent. Are you gonna tell the listeners what that song was?
That it would be Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
And that's where you're hoping your opponent is going.
Yes, I would be. I'd be shitting myself, wouldn't you? If you walk out and see some huge monster who's going to beat the crap out of you with one punch.
Mrs. Wake, I think.
Mrs. Wake, she's got to go back. This is quite a strange one.
Oh no! Which one have we got?
I've never heard this.
This
is like a bit of Beyonce girl empowerment.
Yeah, but I'm surrounded by boys. I'm the only girl on the podcast.
And you're not speaking into the microphone.
Girls. That's it. You know, I'm surrounded by boys constantly.
We feel that we might as well be female because we identify as female now.
I know, you do a bit. But, my household is all boys. And
I find it amazing that anybody ever bought this song, though. It's terrible, isn't it?
It's a terrible song. I can understand your sentiments.
It was a terrible song.
It's a decent ring walk.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see you. A bit of punching, bit of jabbing. I could see that.
Yeah.
It's just still a shit song.
Yeah, pretty good.
Women's boxing is quite disturbing.
It was behind it, you know.
I've watched a bit of women's boxing. It's quite disturbing.
So we've got your third one here.
Excellent. You need to let this run on a bit. We've got to have the vocals.
Oh, please.
The vocals come in pretty early.
Oh, my goodness.
The vocals of the second verse are just the best vocals ever. Let it run on a bit.
Oh, I promise. Just for you.
It's the most manly voice ever, isn't it?
That's not the first thing I thought when I heard it. I thought, blimey, he's got a manly voice.
Oh, yes.
Almost as manly as when you said
David Cumberbatch, what a voice. Keep it going. I'm rough and ready. Now, listen to these next lyrics. Most sexiest lyrics ever.
That's wrong.
Get this.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Don't listen to him, viewers. Don't listen to him.
I want to shoot my pistol and fire like a Gatling gun.
Oh, my God.
The censors have just called in and they've said we can't move the donkeys.
Yes.
Any of that nonsense. So,
that
was a good ring walk one. I've got, my another gambit from me is... I think we've done three.
Oh, what a great bit of music.
Not sure I'm going to beat the shit out of you in about 15 minutes walk, but it's a great song.
Joe 90.
Can't be a bit of Joe 90.
How would you walk onto the ring to this?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't really. I'd probably have...
Hello, Dad.
I'd probably try and have something slightly more manly. But my if I had to do one, my gambit would be this.
He's giving himself a bonus one here.
He's giving himself a bonus.
Yes, you have an extra one, do you? Oh, that's this. You can do that.
That's brilliant. Classic mid 80s.
Who's this again? You too. You too?
No, you buffoon.
Who is it?
Andrew, for fuck's sake.
Who's
the,
this?
The trouble is, every time you see them, you want them to open the gig with it, and of course they never do, don't they?
No, they have. They have been opening with this. I'll sing, yeah. Simple Minds. Simple Minds. It's just...
Here come the drums.
The waterfront.
Yes. Very good, Andrew.
I told you I'd heard it.
You got it. Well done. That's just one of the greatest songs of all time. So we've got six songs left. Do you want to do the three dreadful Ring Walk songs or the three? Or we'll do the dreadful ones first, and then the three most popular ones.
Just a little snippet of the dreadful ones. These are the ones
that we shouldn't really use for your Ring Walks. These are the three that should.
Okay.
Did we select them though?
I've just said that these shouldn't really be a Ring Walk.
Gary Glitter should not be in anyone's ring.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a really good Ring Walk, though, isn't it?
Well, that's why it's in here.
Oh, Gary it's Glitter almost perfect. And ring it should not be in the same sentence.
Ring Walk. Great. See, can't be a bit of this. Well, you can.
It's such a
good
pity, isn't it, that he's a wrong
good
because
to be back.
It was really good stuff.
A wrong un. He was the king of the wrong un.
Oh, no, he wasn't the king of them. You're enjoying that too much.
So, yeah. It's so annoying that that's actually probably the best one of the lot, isn't it? But you can't.
Second, number two on
different times.
Number two on the wrong Ring Walks.
Oh, Rolf.
Rolf Harris.
Two little boys. Rolf
again.
It's not
exactly going to give the energy up in the state.
No.
But, no, we couldn't really do
okay,
that.
So the last one will obviously... Well, there'll be nothing dodgy about...
Jimmy Savile had no hits, did he?
That's the introduction. This is Jim Will Fix It.
Jim Will Fix It!
Oh, God.
Never started it. See, what could go wrong?
Only Stuart. Now, has any podcast ever been taken off air?
I imagine
I'm sure they have. I'm sure. Now, these are the three most popular Ring Walk songs according to Boxing Monthly magazine. These are the three most popular. Now, here we
Thunderstruck.
Go.
Thunderstruck.
It's not actually. I thought it would be. Yeah. I thought that would be in there. Some of the ones that aren't in there that I thought would be. Rocky Theme.
Yeah.
Born in the USA. No. 500 Miles is a popular one, but not in the top three. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Good, but not in there. Bad Out of Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Since You've Been Gone. She Sells Sanctuary and Cigarettes and Alcohol. All notable ones.
Cigarettes and Alcohol would be very good. Wouldn't
great song. They went absolutely bonkers when he did that the other
is
night.
Is that Mud?
No, that was. It was Oasis.
This is the number three. Third, going highest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Classic.
I've got to say, hopefully this will come out really good on the podcast, but the sound, have a listen to the sound, it sounds great through there.
See, Lona's looking very good now on the old...
Johnny was professional.
I've just passed the headphones to Lona. It does sound good through the headphones.
They're called the cans.
Ha! Definitely better than...
We're like a bad version of Wayne's
Gary
Roll now.
Yeah,
good to listen to that.
Excellent. What's next?
Great. Number two is
Angus.
I'm going to tell you a story about a woman I know.
When it exactly.
comes, I feel like we've lost all our listeners now.
Woo, she's still the show.
We only had nine to begin with.
She's exactly pretty.
It's a secret that we've actually not told.
Exactly smart.
We've only actually ever eight
Rob
listeners
2956.
You can see she's got it all.
And now you've walked out.
That's pretty good.
So that's a good one. The number one, which I don't agree with necessarily, but it's a huge one. If you've ever seen college football, they do this. I think it's Ohio
State.
Don't
think any of us have seen. I haven't seen
Ohio State, and they come out to this, and it is quite. You want to watch this on YouTube? It is quite awesome. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a massive fan of this song, but it's comfortably the number one.
Oh yeah,
Sandman.
It's comfortably the number one.
Yeah, because it can sort of
builds up
sort of
a bit.
On, yeah,
grabs you in.
Enter Sandman,
a bit like Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, that's enough. Alex, do your job there.
You can see it.
You can see where this is.
This would get the crowd going, wouldn't it?
It would get the crowd going. You could really pose at the top of it, couldn't you?
Anyway, Metallica are notorious people at suing, so we better stop this now.
Well, we'll quite simply say, A, you've got to catch us, and B, fuck off.
Yeah. I think if you talk over it as well,
I think
it's bots that pick things up, and that's why you talk over it, because it throws the bots completely.
There you go, that was it.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Very good. Well, more enjoyable than I expected.
Mm.
Says Leslie. So there you go. That was the Ringwalk song. Thank you to, was it Dave? Dave from Chigwell, or apparently wherever he comes from, for doing that. So we must be almost out of time.
Dave's actually from Finchley.
Finchley, what a centre of the universe. So all that's left basically is to say, what have you got left for the summer? You're on holiday. You've just come back for your ninth holiday, Lona. I'm off for a couple of places. We're going to see Bruce
that's
in a
rich,
few weeks' time. Yeah, that is a bit rich coming from me. I'm not.
I'm going to Wimbledon on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Come. It's all going good.
Yeah. So,
lucky thing.
Have a lovely summer.
Thank you very much for listening to everyone who has. We've had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
And we will be back sometime in the autumn.
Yeah, and of course, and it's breaking. The amount of people I've heard say, I really like your podcast, but I've got to catch up with it. This is your opportunity.
This is, you've got all catch summer up. To catch up.
Yeah.
So enjoy the rest of your summer. Thank you, Andy. Thanks, Andy. Thank you, Aidan.
Thank you.
Have a lovely summer. You. And it's now time for the annual Homer Potts Happy Hour summer barbecue.
Summer barbecue.
Hey.
So barbecue time. So enjoy the summer, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye. Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.